is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. More severe weather in parts of the country today could be tough on holiday travelers. CBS's Bradley Blackburn is at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
In New York, the Port Authority says more than 5 million travelers are expected to pass through area airports over the holiday season. And while the busiest travel days are already behind us, a big jump in airport traffic is expected now through the new year. Passengers at New York's LaGuardia Airport told us they're prepared for the holiday rush. Some are urging others to make the best out of any travel hiccups.
Delays make great adventures, and you never know who you're going to meet.
AAA also advises travelers to know their rights. Federal guidelines now require airlines to give travelers a refund for canceled flights.
FlightAware reports there are already more than 500 delays in the U.S. today and dozens of canceled flights. Yesterday, there were at least three tornadoes in Texas.
Tornado warnings issued throughout southeast Texas around Houston on Thursday. The first tornado reported in Wharton County, just east. Coming in Liberty County to the west.
We were literally just on the floor just trying to take cover just in case anything was going to come in through the windows.
So far, reports of damage but no injuries. Thunderstorms also dropping heavy rains, flooding, and hail in North Texas. Governor Greg Abbott activating the State Department of Emergency Management to respond. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
There's more fallout from that brief martial law declaration in South Korea. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
192 lawmakers from South Korea's 300-seat National Assembly voted to impeach acting President Han Duck-soo, including for allegedly abetting now-suspended President Yoon Sung-yeol's martial law order earlier this month. So now, Finance Minister Choi Sang-mok steps in as acting president.
Here in the U.S., President-elect Donald Trump is renewing his threat to take back the Panama Canal. CBS's Katrina Kaufman has more.
On his social media site Thursday, President-elect Donald Trump called attention to a news article saying Russian President Vladimir Putin said he is ready for potential talks with Trump. As he prepares to return to the Oval Office, the president-elect has been talking about trade and foreign policy, with his recent focus turning to the Panama Canal. Trump says U.S. ships are being unfairly charged for access to the canal, which the U.S. built and ran for decades before turning it over to Panama in 1999.
Ukraine has sent its first batch of food aid to Syria, enough wheat flour to feed 33,000 families for a month. Ukraine wants to restore relations with Syria now that the Assad regime is gone. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a $750,000 cash bond for the alleged driver in the Christmas Eve fatal hit-and-run in Waukesha County. 39-year-old Christopher Sponeholz from Wales has been charged with hit-and-run resulting in death after allegedly striking and killing Chicago tow truck driver Hussein Farhad on Christmas Eve. Sponeholz turned himself in on Christmas Day. He's accused of fleeing the scene after hitting Farhad on I-94 while the victim was loading a disabled vehicle. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for February. And foggy weather has caused some travel issues. Last night, the interstate had a slowdown near Highway K in Racine County after a semi collided with a car. No injuries were reported. Law enforcement says to slow down. Temps will warm up and there's rain. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A holiday concert in Racine set for tomorrow has been canceled. An illness is causing the Gudikins Flute Choir and Flutissimo of Racine to halt the event at the Siena Center Chapel. And on the third day of Christmas, the city of Racine put out a tree collection notice. City officials say the annual Christmas tree collection program will run from January 6th through January 17th. During that time, people are told to place bare trees at their curbside on their regular waste collection day, with all decorations and lights removed. City of Racine residents can also get rid of their trees free of charge at the Pearl Street facility. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks
drop one to the Nets.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Brooklyn Nets, 111-105. Damian Lillard and Giannis both out with what's described as a non-COVID illness. Doc Rivers says the Nets defense made the difference.
I thought the pressure got to us. I thought we didn't handle it very well. They sped us up. We broke our offense.
The Bucks travel to Chicago to play the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL, Packers holding practice for Sunday's game in Minnesota. Matt LaFleur asked about the status of defensive back Jair Alexander.
Are his chances of playing this week better than last?
I'd say probably not.
What's standing in the way?
His knee.
Men's college hockey. The Badgers take on Ferris State at 5 o'clock tomorrow night in the holiday faceoff at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Wisconsin 7-10-1 for the season so far.
We'll have our work cut out from us, but for us right now, it's us getting focused for the puck drop, finding a way to get that game in our side of the ledger.
That's the Badgers head coach Mike Hastings with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today with rain likely this afternoon. Our high today right around 44. More rain tonight, up to a quarter inch possible with a low of 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
I get a lot of heartburn. I got heartburn so bad I ruptured my appendix and I didn't even really know it. I was just like, dang, this heartburn's getting bad, man. I'm used to it being up around in here, but now it's down here. Really feels about the same. I walked around like that for months. Finally went to the doctor, and they start pushing around on my stomach, and they get down here, and they send me to the hospital. And then I get to the hospital, and they did a full body scan on me. And the surgeon came back, and he said, it looks like a bomb went off where your appendix used to be. That was his real words. Looks like a bomb went off where your appendix used to be. Everybody was saying it. I heard him out in the hallway. It looks like a bomb went off. Where's it? It was a talk of the hospital. They couldn't stop saying it. Everybody was saying it. That's all I was hearing. And then they found out I didn't have insurance, and they were like, well, it wasn't a full rupture. They're like, get out of here, man. Yeah. They said, you take these antibiotics, and you come back if it gets worse. And it did get worse.
Thank you.
the Chuck Berry cover there, rock and roll music from their, I think it was the Beatles' second album. That was the name of the album, by the way, the Beatles' second album. Hey, it's 6:09. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me here on this final Friday of 2024. This is where it gets kind of sad. It's always the final Saturday, the final Sunday, the final Monday, the final Tuesday. You know, it gets like that. I always feel bad. I've been doing this for like all my life, and I still feel bad when I do it. I have a great couple of guests coming up at the bottom of the hour. They wrote a book called Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. This is good. My wife and I were up reading it last night. It's one of those books you really can't put down. And it's written in such a way, and I'll explain this when they're on the air with me. The book is put together really well. Tom and Christy Manis, they're going to be here. They live in La Crosse, and they're going to be on the phone with us at the bottom of the hour talking about this book, Secret Wisconsin. It's really good. This would be a good discussion. Hey, 6:10, we're looking for rain today, rain tonight, cloudy tomorrow, chance of rain on Sunday. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 40s the whole time, right through the weekend. Right now, cloudy and 44 degrees here at Radio Park. What a way to wake up. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Looking out my back door. Local news, timeless hits. Only here at WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Doo, doo, doo. Looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur controller. Listening to Buck Owens.
CCR on a Friday morning, 6:13 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits, and talk about not caring about it. A town in Missouri with 120 people had an election. Not one single person voted. Not even the two people running for the seats on the town board. Nobody voted. You believe that? 6:13 WRJN.
Ba 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 Brand. Ba 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 Brand. Oh. Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, 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 Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann.
The Beach Boys, Barbara Ann. It's 6:15. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Rain today with a high near 44. Tonight, rain again. Lows 43. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 47. And a chance of rain on Sunday with a high near 43. I'm not complaining, but the mid-40s in winter? Cloudy and 44 degrees right here at Radio Park. What do you think about this? France passed a law that bans people from checking their work email after 6 p.m. or before 9 a.m., and you can't look at anything work-related on your computer either. Back in 1999, they passed a law making a 35-hour work week the new norm. And apparently the average person was getting a little closer to 40 hours once again because everyone checks their email from their phone. So what do you think? How do you enforce something like that, huh?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In typecasting news, actor Jared Leto will play the role of Skeletor in the new live-action film Masters of the Universe. Leto is embracing the villain role as the skeleton who is a skull-faced archenemy of He-Man. The Oscar-winning actor and star of Dallas Buyers Club has agreed to join the project alongside director Travis Knight. Cast members already in place include Alison Brie and Idris Elba. Leto embraces playing outlandish characters. MGM Amazon is the studio behind the film, which opens June 5th, 2026. There are those who don't think COVID was real. 1923 actress Danielle Vasanova is not one of them. Vasanova starred in 1923, the Yellowstone prequel, and she was one of the first people to suffer from COVID-19 long before it became widespread. The actress said she was diagnosed with strep throat, but shortly after, her organs shut down, and she died for 3 minutes. Vasanova will star opposite Michelle Pfeiffer in a new Yellowstone spinoff called Madison. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
John, Kiki D, and Uncle Breaking My Heart. Everybody says, who is Kiki D? Actually, a jazz performer and a friend of Elton John, says she did the song with him. It's 624, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Do you ever lend your friends money? Well, you must, because the average person lends their friends $457 every year. and it never gets paid back. 26% of people say they've gotten into serious arguments with a friend over a loan. Some of them have even lost a friend over that fight. Now, whenever I lend somebody something, I tell them it's a gift. And if you do that, you'll never expect it back. You'll have no fights. You won't lose the friend. Here it is. It's a gift. And you don't have to worry about ever getting it back. See? A little wisdom from Don Rosen this morning. 6:24. Here's Chubby Checker.
Come on, baby. Let's do that.
Talking about songs with sequels, and we talked about It's My Party by Leslie Gore, and the sequel was It's Judy's Turn to Cry. Chubby Checker had a sequel with this song. This was The Twist, which, by the way, was number one in 1960 and 1962, came back. And then he had a sequel, Let's Twist Again. Remember that? Like we did last summer? Hey, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to the authors of Secret Wisconsin, a guide to the weird, wonderful, and obscure in our state. We'll discover some hidden gems, forgotten stories, and Secret Wisconsin. Yeah, Tom and Christy Mattis are going to be with me. And my wife and I were reading it last night. It is a good book. It's really good. You have no idea what's going on in our state. 6:27, WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine. Baby, willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with
tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
Get in the Union Gap, Lady Willpower, 6:30, local news, Timeless Hits, WRGN. When was the last time you had a fight with your spouse? Well, probably about 11:49 p.m. last night. The average fight lasts about 2 minutes and 12 seconds. The top thing we're arguing over, hogging the blankets, and the other person messing around with their phones came in second place. 11:49 p.m. is our fight time. Well, it's not me because I don't stay up that late. And if you took the blanket off me at 11:49, I probably wouldn't know it. 6:31 WRJN. Let's check local news this morning. See what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a $750,000 cash bond for the alleged driver in the Christmas Eve fatal hit and run in Waukesha County. 39-year-old Christopher Sponholz from Wales has been charged with hit-and-run resulting in death after allegedly striking and killing Chicago tow truck driver Hussein Farhad on Christmas Eve. Sponholz turned himself in on Christmas Day. He's accused of fleeing the scene after hitting Farhad on I-94 while the victim was loading a disabled vehicle. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for February. And foggy weather has caused some travel issues. Last night, the interstate had a slowdown near Highway K in Racine County after a semi collided with a car. No injuries were reported. Law enforcement says to slow down. Temps will warm up and there's rain. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A holiday concert in Racine set for tomorrow has been canceled. An illness is causing the Gudikins Flute Choir and Flutissimo of Racine to halt the event at the Siena Center Chapel. And on the third day of Christmas, the city of Racine put out a tree collection notice. City officials say the annual Christmas tree collection program will run from January 6th through January 17th. During that time, people are told to place bare trees at their curbside on their regular waste collection day, with all decorations and lights removed. City of Racine residents can also get rid of their trees free of charge at the Pearl Street facility. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Stray voltage on the farm could be disrupting your animal's routine and your bottom line through no fault of your own. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Brianna Handel has firsthand experience with stray voltage at her farm, B. Kurt Dairy in Barneveld. We'll talk about it next.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Brianna Handel realized there was a problem with stray voltage on her farm as soon as her cows started acting out of the ordinary this time last year. She tells us about the experience.
Basically, they told us this whole time that it was our fault. We were the problem. There was no way that the voltage would be affecting our cows. They continuously told me, like, until cows can talk, we have to believe in the science. And I'm like, the cows are telling us, you know, that they don't talk. But if you're watching them, you can see that they are being affected by this. They're dropping in milk. They're losing calves. They're not breeding back. You know, we're having all these things happening. But finally, we got isolated in March. And I wouldn't say the problem is 100% fixed. there's still lingering stray voltage.
She says since December of 2023, the farm has lost tens of thousands of dollars between lower milk production, cow sickness, aborted calves, and consultation costs. And she wants to see updated research on stray voltage's impact on cows. You can find the full conversation by searching stray voltage at MidwestFarmReport.com.
The 2025 Dairy Strong Conference is returning to the KI Convention Center in Green Bay on January 15th and 16th. It brings together forward-thinking farmers and ag professionals to tackle the industry's most significant issues today. Leading dairy's path forward, attendees have the chance to hear from inspiring speakers and experts on policy, sustainability, and the future of dairy. Opportunities to sponsor or exhibit this event are still available. Visit dairystrong.org for more information.
This week in Wisconsin agriculture, a commercial poultry flock in Burnett County has identified a case of the highly pathogenic avian influenza, or H5N1. This is the third poultry case this month. So far, no dairy cattle have been affected in Wisconsin. In other news, Wisconsin has a new representative on the American Soybean Association's executive committee. Tanner Johnson of Barron County was elected to serve. Passing a farm bill is one of the top priorities for them in the new year. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today with rain likely this afternoon. Our high today right around 44. More rain tonight, up to a quarter inch possible with a low of 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
I don't know much about global warming, but I do know they stopped debating it. Something's happening. In 20 years, what are we going to tell our children and grandchildren? Because they're going to ask us. They're going to come up to us. They're going to be like, did you know about global warming? And we're going to be like, I mean, I heard about it. I brought my own cup to Starbucks. There's floods, there's fires, there's a pandemic. In biblical times, these would have been messages from God. Like, we don't know, God might be up there right now like, are they going to get any of these messages? And God's assistant's like, no, sir. Set the entire state of California on fire. Did they get the message? One woman is saying it's space lasers, sir. What about the pandemic? I said a plague. They're blaming the guy who came up with Microsoft Word.
Good morning. It's 6:37. Let's say good morning today to Tom and Christy Flick Mattis, all the way from just Eau Claire on the other side of the state. That's not too far away. That's where you are, right, Eau Claire?
Yes, that's where we're at.
Okay. Now you just did a whole world tour. You toured Europe, and that's not what we're going to talk about today. But it just while we're starting out here, you still exhausted?
We're catching up. We're still waking up on Europe time every morning, ready to go. So that's helping, though.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's a beautiful time of year to go there.
So we're on Eau Claire time now, which is the same, I think, as Racine time. So I think we should be good. Okay, good. Okay, what's that?
Don't confuse us anymore with the time. We're still messed up.
Okay. The reason we're talking is Tom and Christy wrote a book called Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. Now, my wife and I were reading the book, and I have her read all books to me. Every time we get a book, she reads it to me because she's such a great reader, and she doesn't stammer, make mistakes, and just keeps reading and puts a nice inflection into it. So she does all my reading. And by the way, for Christmas, I got her the book Little Women. We're going to read that book, too. Because we saw like five movie versions of it. Now we're going to read the book finally. All right, Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. Before we get to some of the items in the book, why'd you write it?
Well, we love quirky things, and we love things that just don't show up on the first few pages of like a Google search. And we just had a list in our head of all these things around Wisconsin that people don't know about, not necessarily. It just doesn't come to the forefront. So we love sharing them. We just want to share them with everyone.
Now, I'm not from here originally, but I have lived here about 45 years, so that's pretty good. Some of these things I never heard of. Some I did. So, because we visited some of them, but some I've never heard of before. Let's start off with not John Dillinger, but Al Capone's house in Wisconsin with machine gun turrets and everything on the house. Let's talk about the Al Capone house.
Oh, that's serious. So he lived there, and not all the time, part time, but when he came up, and he, one of the things that we really liked that we found interesting was his property had a private lake, and during Prohibition, he would fly his booze in from Canada, and on float planes, and they would land on his private lake. Then he would load the trucks, then ship it to Chicago. So we thought that was kind of neat.
And the other thing is everybody had speculation where his house was. And for us to write about it, we had to go out and find it and research it because we wanted to make sure we had the right place. And we found it, and we went out there on a really snowy afternoon, and it was something to see. It was the gates are there. It's abandoned, and there's no trespassing signs all around it. We were able to get a nice glimpse of it because our son happens to be a drone pilot. So that was quite interesting.
But somebody must own it, though.
Well, supposedly, from what I could find in records, the local Native American reservation owns it.
Okay.
And they haven't done anything with it.
Now, you said there was a little thing on the roof for machine guns, I guess, to protect Al from his friends. It was there on the roof, which that's kind of scary. Now, did you say he had a brother living in Wisconsin as well? He wasn't a gangster. Yeah.
No, but from what we could understand, he was hiding out, and he owned and operated the Rex Hotel in Mercer up until the mid-70s. And then he died. And that's quite interesting.
Yeah, he died in 1970, you said. And well after his brother. Al Capone died in his 40s. He wasn't an old guy. Everything he did, his entire life was done within 20 years of his life, because he started this crime spree in his early 20s. He died in his mid or early 40s. And so everything he did in this entire life, all the chaos, was done within a short period of time. It wasn't that long. And then he died, I think, of syphilis. Yeah.
Right. That's amazing that all the chaos, and he's still in history, but his brother was well-loved in the community. I mean, he was a popular guy.
Yeah,
he was somewhat straight compared to Al.
Yeah, he was. He was, but he still, the IRS was still after him for years and years because he never claimed any revenue from the bar in the hotel.
And he dumped cash.
Yeah, it was all cash.
Yeah.
I went to his gravesite in Chicago. It's at the cemetery in my mind here. He's buried there with a couple of other mobsters as well, Al Capone. The whole family's buried there. And people leave little trinkets on his grave, like little bottles of whiskey and cigars and stuff on his gravesite. I'll remember as soon as I don't want to think about it, I'll remember the name of the cemetery. It's just outside Chicago. All right, let's talk about one of the greatest rock and roll singers of the 1960s, Otis Redding. And he died in Madison on Lake Monona. Let's talk about Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay.
Right. So there's a memorial stone on top of the Monona Terrace.
Monona Terrace.
There's a bar area, and right on top, and there's a beautiful overlook of the lake, and there's a memorial there. And I'm not sure if it's... We can see the exact location where the plane crashed from there, I think most people walk by it and don't even know it's there. They probably don't even read it. They probably trip over it, really, because it's right in the middle of the walkway.
Yeah, and he was ready to do a concert And people at the concert venue, you said, didn't know that he was killed. And they're waiting for him to take the stage. But here's the interesting part I read in your book. The name of the group, the opening act, was a group called the Grim Reapers, who later changed their name to somebody we know, Cheap Trick.
I know, and that's one of my favorite facts about the Otis Redding thing.
Yeah. That...
How ironic that they were called the Grim Reapers at the time.
Yeah. Now,
whenever we hear a Cheap Trick song, we automatically, you know, have a comment.
I mean, that's a good trivia question. The opening act was the Grim Reapers, who later changed their name to Cheap Trick. Hey, we're talking to Tom Manis and Christy Flickmanis. They wrote the book Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. When we get back here on the other side, a very famous president used the bathroom in Upper Wisconsin. I can't wait to hear this story. We'll tell you who it was and why it's so memorable. That's coming up in just a moment right here. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
And with me this morning, we're talking to Tom Manis and Christy Flickmanis. They wrote the book, Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. We're talking about some of the items in the book. By the way, it's very well written, and the way it's presented is when you turn to a page, that's it. You got the left and the right side, and the next page has another story, and the next page has another story. It's not continued on from page to page. It's very well written, very well put together. Let's talk about a very famous president, John F. Kennedy, who was in northern Wisconsin, used the bathroom at this bar and grill, and now it's a shrine. Let's talk about that.
It is. Well, first of all, it's our book is family friendly, and this is the thing that's probably on the outermost edges of family friendly because it's a dive bar. I mean, you know, you just can't get around it. But yeah, he was campaigning. And,
In 1960,
and he was outside on the street campaigning, and went in. Someone bought him a beer, and he had to use the restroom. And now they have a plaque on the restroom, and I don't think the restroom has changed since then. It looks like it's still the same. Everything's the same in there, and they have a plaque on the door to go in to see the urinal. And yes, I have used the same urinal that John F. Kennedy has. Christy hasn't, thank goodness. and then they also have a little display inside of the glass that he drank his beer with and some newspaper articles and like a little memorial to that too. So it is quite interesting.
Definitely worth a stop if you're in Spooner.
Yeah, that's where it is. It's in Spooner. Now, you actually have in the book the address of all these places. We're not going to read the addresses now. But if you, there's a little shaded spot in each story. It tells you the cost, if it's free to visit, where it is, the exact address, and if it's still there. And that's good, because if you're doing traveling around the state, that's what you need to know. Now, did you ever hear people talk about the 6 degrees of separation between people in this world? You've heard of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I am 1 degree away from John F. Kennedy, and I'll explain it to you. There's a frequent guest I have on the show here. Her name is Nell Minow. She works for RogerEbert.com, and she also has her own movie reviewing site. Her dad was appointed commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission, the chief commissioner, in 1961 when John F. Kennedy took office. Nell sent me a photo of her as a little girl standing next to John Kennedy on one side, her sister and her mom and dad on the other side. So she shook hands and took a picture with John Kennedy. So I'm 0 degrees away from Nell Minow. She knew John Kennedy. That's 1 degree away from John Kennedy. How's that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Your urinal story may be a little closer than me, though. I'm not sure who's got that extra degree of separation. Let's talk about the pancakes from another world. I don't know if I buy this story, but it's a good story. Why don't you tell us about it?
It is a good story. In 1961, Joe Simonton was sitting at his kitchen table when a UFO landed in his backyard. And curious as he was, he went out to investigate. And they opened the door of the UFO, and they motioned that they needed water. Now, obviously, they didn't speak English, and Joe figured out that it was water they wanted. And he went and got some water for them, brought it back to them, and glanced into the UFO, and they were cooking. And the aliens, if you want to call them that, handed him some pancakes. Of all things, pancakes. I mean, it just seems so far-fetched. And then they left. And Joe called the authorities, and they came out. And to this day, the Air Force still has that case as unsolved.
Now, they did analyze the pancakes, right?
They did, and they did find that they were made of American or earthly materials. But it's still open.
What was
going on that period, too. There was some Air Force plane crashes. The whole area went without power. So there was a lot of strange things that were probably coincidence, but they were all happening at the same time.
I mean, everybody's got a UFO story, almost everybody, but this one has a lot of documentation, a lot of government documentation to kind of back it up. So it's kind of fun.
It is a fun story.
What do you think? you buy the pancake story?
I don't buy the pancakes as much, but I do buy all the other things that are going on, and the fact that the Air Force still has it as an open case still makes me wonder a little bit.
Now, Culver's is probably nationwide now. I think they're all over the place, but they started, I think, in the Dells or Baraboo, somewhere around there was the first Culver's. They still get their cheese curds right here in Wisconsin. Let's talk about the cheese curd story.
They do. There's a small cheese factory, LeGrander's Hillside Dairy, and it's not too far from us in Eau Claire, and it's in Stanley. Yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere, really. I mean, there's nothing around, like a lot of good cheese factories. But they exclusively make the cheese curds for Culver's, and then they ship those cheese curds off to the breading plant, and then they ship those then to Culver's. But the thing about that is it's a family own business. I think they're on the third, maybe the fourth generation now. And they also have master cheesemakers in the family. Now, you know that's a big deal because there's only two places in the world where you can obtain a master cheesemaking certificate, which is also known as a PhD in cheese, Switzerland and Wisconsin. And so what they send them out, and then Culver's repackages them. So I got the average weight, and I calculated if you were to buy, or you know, a bag of cheese curds, how many bags it would sell. So it comes down to they produce enough cheese curds for 21 million bags of deep fried cheese curds for Culver's each year. One little bag at a time. But that's crazy though, because if you see it, it's just a small cheese plant. But the thing is too, they also make a lot of other cheese for well-known brands that you know out there too. So it's a good, you know, they have a good mix of stuff. But a lot of people don't know that, that actually, you know, it is from a Wisconsin cheese factory and not like mass produced at, you know, like a global corporation or something. So that's good. And we like to support local as much as we can.
So my wife and I are reading this last night. It's about 8:30. And I said, you know what? They're still open. Why don't I run over there and get some cheese curds? After talking about it so long. Look, before we take the top of the hour break, let's talk about something that's literally right down the block from me here. I can walk to it. Yeah, you call it the designed white elephant. It's the SC Johnson building. It's right down the block from here. I could walk to it if I wanted to. Let's talk about that.
Okay, so SC Johnson, I mean, how many people drive past it every day? And maybe they don't know the story. But it's a Frank Lloyd Wright designed building. But it's not used anymore. And it's really difficult to get in, to get a tour. I think, can you, Christy, do you remember if you still take a tour?
I can't remember. Time we were there, you couldn't.
You're talking about the building with the lights, right? The tower with the lights.
Yeah.
You were able to get in there when they redid it. They gave it a whole refurbishing, and they allowed tours. Now, a very good friend of mine actually gives tours at SC Johnson. I have to ask him if you can still get into that building or not. I see it every morning on the way in. It's all lit up.
Yeah, it's a really cool building inside and out. But Frank Lloyd Wright designed it, and they're not using it now. It's empty inside.
It's lit up.
So beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, they just have lights in it now. It's just a lit tower. It's really pretty to look at when you're driving by at night. But you're right. There's no purpose to it other than it's just there.
Right. And they're just, you know, keeping the upkeep. And I guess you just don't want to get rid of it, I guess. But it is a cool building. I wish they would open it up and give regular tours.
Well, here's a little tip, though. The guy in the gate, the security guard in the gate, will tell you everything you would ever want to know about that building. I think he's probably been working there forever, and he's a wealth of information.
Well, a good friend of mine, he's also the 4th District Alderman here in Racine. I'm going to text him during the break here and find out, because he gives tours on at SC Johnson. He gives tours of the whole facility, but I'm going to see if you can get in there to that lit tower. Other than just lit up, you're right. I don't know what purpose it serves, but it's there. And I pass it every morning on the way to work. It's right there. We are talking to Tom Manis and Christy Flickmanis. They wrote the book, Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. We talked about some of my favorite stories in there. Coming up on the other side of the news, we're going to talk about some of your favorite stories. And we're not going to run out because you got, I don't know how many you have in this book here, but it seems it's never ending. There's just a ton of them. By the way, how do you get the book? Let's talk about that right now. If somebody wants to pick it up, how do they get it?
You can get it anywhere. You know, Books a Million.
Barnes & Noble has
Barnes
it.
And Noble,
Amazon, Target.
Your local independent bookstore. Now, we recommend your local independent bookstore, and if they don't have it in stock, they can order and have it really quick. So that's not a problem.
And
You can also get it from our publisher, ReedyPress.com.
Right.
Yeah.
They have.
Go ahead.
it looks like no tax and also free shipping.
Yeah, I'd like to support local bookstores if I can because, you know, Amazon makes enough money. But and if you could have a, and we have a lot of local bookstores here in the Racine area, so it's always easy to pick one up. All right, so we're talking to Tom and Christy. We've got more stories to tell you guys. Take a little 5-minute break, okay? And get your coffee, relax, sit back, pick out some of your favorite stories, and we'll have those on the other side. Again, Tom and Christy talking to us this morning about Secret Wisconsin, a guide to the weird, wonderful, and obscure right here in our state, all within a day's driving distance. Some are closer than others, so we'll talk more about that coming up. It's 7 o'clock here at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. A pleasant good morning on a Friday.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A lot of holiday travelers will have more bad weather to contend with today. There were thousands of flight delays and cancellations yesterday, and FlightAware reports there are already 757 delays and 63 cancellations today. This woman has had a horrible time at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
We have a connecting flight here from DFW to Tokyo for our second anniversary, and it's been delayed 12 times.
Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas are under tornado watches again this morning. CBS's Katie Weiss is in Houston.
The Texas governor has issued an emergency declaration and has activated emergency responders, including swift water rescue teams.
There were at least three twisters in the Houston area yesterday. They caused some damage, but no injuries. President Biden will spend the next few days in St. Croix.
The president has taken this trip to St. Croix every year for the New Year's holiday.